Deputy Minister of Finance, Mrs. Mona Kwoti, says government will pursue prudent and stringent policies this year to turn the economy around. Speaking to Radio Ghana in reaction to a statement she allegedly made to the effect that things will be difficult this year, Mrs. Kwoti said she was quoted out of context, but noted that it was high time Ghanaians put their shoulders to the wheel to achieve economic prosperity.
I did say that it was going to be a tough year because we are going into a program. And when I talk about tough, tough is not a negative word. It just means that we have to work harder. It just means that anything that we're doing in a way that was not producing results, we now have to do differently and we have to put in more effort, more time, focus more. So it is going to be tough in that way that we have to put our shoulder to the wheel. I know that some reporters went ahead without even being at the interview with me or even listening properly to the interview to go ahead and say that I talked about wrong. There is no wrong and there's no right. And I didn't even mention the word wrong. All I said was that we would ensure that corrections are made to make sure that we achieve the goals we want to achieve. Now, in the financial world, we always make corrections. The market even corrects itself because there are lows and there are highs. And we've had some difficulties. And therefore, the corrections is to correct, for example, a deficit into a surplus, to correct a negative to a positive where it is needed. So that's what correction means in the finance world. So I hope that today we've cleared the air on that. So yes, we'll have a tough year, but a tough year that will take us to productivity, a tough year that will bring us to some good results. There is no gain without a pain. So there'll be some pain. But even that, government has made sure that we put social protection policies in place so that the poor and the vulnerable don't feel the pain as much. And for those who need to cut back, we do cut back. Even in personal finances, in years that you need to adjust, you do cut back. And that's where the toughness comes in.
Madam, let's move on to loans contracted by government. People are saying that the government has contracted a lot of loans. And they usually say that the loans contracted by government is unprecedented in the history of the country. President John Dramani Mahama has time and again stressed that the contracting of loans is not bad per se. That is if you are using the money for its intended purposes. People are talking about visibility. They would want to see physical development dotted around the country. I want you to react today. Have you contracted a lot of loans such that you've not been able to use it for the intended purpose?
I think that almost at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I must say again, Ghana has become a lower middle income country, albeit without the infrastructure to go with it. I know that when people come into town after being away from Ghana for over even 5 years, 10 years, they all say, oh, Accra has changed, Kumasi has changed. And that is because we've brought on new infrastructure development. From the MPP government to the NDC government, more and more infrastructure development has come to develop Ghana. So all governments across board have helped to increase capital expenditure towards infrastructure development. And as you do that, you will need the money for it. So as we still have that infrastructure deficit, we still continue to use our internally generated funds and borrowed money. So both debt and equity combined to deliver the infrastructure that is needed. In as much as people will say we are borrowing too much, the big question is, do we need the roads? Do we need the hospitals? Do we need the schools?